You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I was looking this morning, and I had it, the journal that just came in from Rick Joyner, the Morningstar Ministries, a journal they put out, a prophetic journal. And I'm reading about, you know, this heavenly visitation that Rick Joyner has had. Well, he had this dream, and God showed him history books, literally the future history of America. And he went forward, and he saw the future of America has a second civil war, another revolutionary war, because the first war and the second one did not fully accomplish what we're supposed to be in America, which is, you know, one nation under God. Everybody has rights under, you know, freedoms under the nation. Mm-hmm. And it brought back to me specifically what the Lord has been saying to me over the years, which I've shared on VFN TV. But we're going to bring that all together. Lord showed me a physical battle. He showed Rick Joyner a physical battle happening in America. So we want to talk about that, because quite often as the church, we just say it's spiritual, spiritual. Well, everything's spiritual, but it manifests through the physical. There's going to be a physical battle. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, when I was just reading this journal this morning, I mean, it just stirred my heart. You know, we just shifted everything to be able to share this. But I just want to say, you know, when Rick Joyner, based on, we've had this on the program, but he's unfolding more and more about it. And what we can do, we talk about things happening when God shows us that they're definitely happening. And this is definitely, according to Rick Joyner, is going to happen. What God showed me, it's going to happen. It's not unusual. It's just unusual being on the land in America since mm-hmm. the Civil War. And so you're thinking about, well, how do we prepare for that? Well, one way we prepare for this, and we're going to talk in detail in just a moment, is to pray, get in tune with the Lord, begin to abide with him, because he will tell, like he's told me, like he's told John, like he's told Rick Joyner and many others, he'll talk to you. He wants to share his secrets with you, but you need to begin to abide with him. And we have a simple plan for you. You know, a lot of people want to have that kind of relationship with God, but they don't have a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. I don't care how rich you are, how blessed you are, and how good things are going. You better be abiding with God, because he'll give you strategies and tell you what to do, when to do it. And this is pretty intense, because what Rick said specifically was, when he got to this dream, he's looking at this basically, I would imagine, a history line on a wall, almost like a digital wall. And he's going and walking and looking at the history of America, and he kept going forward and forward trying to find out what the future is. And he saw specifically that America is going to have, it was already written in the history books of God about America, that there would be a second civil war, a second revolutionary war. And the reason why would be because the first one didn't succeed. I mean, you think about it, we didn't get to the fullest potential that God wanted for America, which was, you know, that we're all created by God, we're equal under the eyes of God. And there was not equality that came out of the first Revolutionary War. But then the Civil War happened, which was an attempt, again, to bring equality. And that didn't happen. There were still things that happened after that. So this, based on what Rick Joyner is saying, is God's getting us into that place to be. But it's going to be, you know, pretty intense. Some of the things that he's seen, you know, was, people come rushing our borders. And we actually prophesied about this. We talked about it. It's been on the air. So this is not something we're just now saying because people are coming over the border. This is before they were coming over the border. People were rushing the borders. And in the midst of those folks, there's some folks that have evil intentions to do harm. And they're going to take on this mindset. There's this cult followers that their ranking in their cult is how evil they can be. So if you can mutilate somebody's body and just, you know, do terrible, painful things to people, then you get a higher ranking with this particular cults and the things coming in. Well, that spirit's coming in over our border right now. And so what's going to happen, eventually they're going to be, again, something's going to happen to create a battle on our southern border. And this is not a battle now, but a battle's coming on our southern border. Well, that really took me specifically to what God showed me. He showed me specifically that VFN, you know, KB's, VFN TV, we're literally on the Gulf Coast, on the southern border, part of the southern border. And he showed that we are going back and forth in this huge battleship. And we're kind of basically, you know, keeping a watch over the southern border in the glory zone, we call it. And then he showed me that all of a sudden these gunboats started coming, attacking our shores. And we have these big, you know, it's like the USS Alabama, these big 55 caliber, whatever type guns. And so we turned those guns around, and we pointed right at that gunboat and went bam, bam. And we shot the enemy out of the water. This is a prophetic dream I'm telling you. But after that, all of our borders were broken down. Mm. All of our borders were broken down. And at the same time, God showed me that so many people are going to be beside themselves. There's a statement that says, he was beside himself, which means that you're, it's almost like it's surreal and you can't figure it out. And that's not good. When something's happening like that, you got to be ready, right? Yeah. And that's what we're talking about this. And so, and people were really enamored with themselves. They were so focused on, you know, idolatry themselves, you know,
last day, men's will be
lovers of themselves. Lovers of pleasure. But this was like, people were just enamored with themselves and they were just focused on making themselves better and look better. And it was about, you know, that. And so it's happening. The biggest picture ticking right now is a selfie picture, right? Why are you in every picture?
They're dying.
And so then the Lord told me, you know, that, and that's when we launched, you know, when God told us to launch and what we're doing now, reaching around the world, but still on the Gulf Coast in the glory zone. Then he showed me, I was in a unity meeting. It's another prophetic encounter with God in night vision. And in this encounter, I was with all these ministers and we were in unity and it was good. It was a real good time of pastors and ministers being together. And I was stepped out because I heard an explosion. And this is in Pensacola area on the Gulf Coast when we were having this meeting. And so when I came out, I looked towards the naval base, which is the cradle of naval aviation for America. I looked towards that base, and what I saw was just huge plumes of smoke coming up from that base. And then I saw an aircraft dropping bombs all along the border of that base. And so I get in my truck, and this is a prophetic dream now. I'm headed that way as fast as I can. And then I realized, I can't go there and, you know, help out. I got to tell the church. I got to tell the church. And so I turned back around. And that's why I'm talking to you right now, because I knew in that dream that I needed to tell you, the church, and let you know this is going to happen. This is a physical battle. And that's what the Lord's telling me. It's a physical battle on the physical land of America, really for the soul of America. And we have to make up our mind. We're at the point of decision. What are we going to do? You know, God is the creator of the universe. He holds everything together. He sent his son to die for us so we can have a relationship with him. America is a Judeo-Christian nation, but we actually made a covenant with God and said, you know, this is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We haven't lived up to that yet, but we said that to God. And so, and God has an angel over America, some reports are prophetically. It's called Unity. I believe it's called Unity, Freedom. I think it's called Freedom. We'll have to verify that again. But God has plans for America, but we have to get in agreement with his plans. If we don't, he says specifically, I'll raise a nation up or I'll take a nation down. All we have to do, even if we're wrong, we just got to say, God, I'm sorry I was wrong. Forgive me. He's just quick to be able to forgive. So we're sharing prophetically just so many words. And we're going to make it all available to you on the VFN Torch. But I feel like there's an urgency. You know, the one thing, there's so many things that God's speaking to me. But one we shared recently where Pastor John Kilpatrick was in Texas. He's ministering at a church. And the people that are coming over illegally are actually being distributed to different places and churches to be taken care of. This one particular church he was ministering at just received 100 illegal immigrants that came in from Mexico. The church cleaned them up, took care of them, got them all set up, and they came to the service where Pastor John Kilpatrick was preaching. And when he was preaching, guess what? They were the most receptive to the gospel. They were responding, where Americans, you know, quite often are not responding to God. And so they're responding. So he's talking and they're in tears as he's preaching the gospel. And then when he said, anybody wants prayer, they're the first ones that came up for prayer, 100 of them. And they're crying and they're weeping. And so he had this coat on and he was praying for them. He literally just hugged them and they just wept and covered. Listen, as the church, as Christians, we have to understand that we want everybody to respond to Jesus in the call. And so we're looking at, but what brought them to this point in their life that they were ready to respond to the gospel? Pain. Mm. Pain. They don't know what's going to happen next. They've lost everything. They don't know if America is going to keep them. Everything is against them. But guess where they turned? They turned to God. Was all this stuff we're talking about a physical battle in America? Because we're going to turn to God. John Paul Jackson prophesied, well, America's going to turn. It's just a matter of how much pain it's going to take before we turn. I had a message just recently speaking about that called Transitions of Power. How long does it take? But it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of pain. So right now, when you're looking at America, if you say, are they ready just to run to the altar? Are they ready to just cry out to God? Well, not at this moment. But when all this begins to unfold, I think we're going to see the great awakening and the revival and people running to God, the miracle God, the powers of God. But it's going to happen. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. I think about, you know, John, where the Lord told you about, there will be a 7-year revival, mm-hmm. but with it will be thorns and thistles. Talk about that real quick.
In this night vision, I was in a conference room, a hotel room, and I felt like the church was gathered watching this historic moment. And Pastor Kilpatrick was sitting across a beautiful... Pastor John Kilpatrick was sitting across a beautiful, resolute desk with a nice white paper and several pens that maybe like the president would use to sign an executive order. And across from him was a very distinguished man. So this was something that Pastor John Kilpatrick was going to sign. And then at the head table... there was a man who spoke into a microphone. He said, what you are witnessing is historic. It is the signing of a proclamation of a 7-year thorn and thistles revival. And the dream ended. But this was so powerful.
So the thorns and thistles, which means, you know, I remember arresting one particular man once when I was in law enforcement, that he ran through thorns and thistles trying to get away. And we found him. He was all cut up. He was scratched up. I mean, he was just torn to pieces because he ran through that. Mm. But he survived it.
He survived it.
But he had a lot of woundings, you know. Sure. And so I see that. I think about pain. You know, right now Venezuela's in pain. Right now, you know, Central America's in pain. And America's not yet got to that point where we're willing to cry out. And it's going to come during that process. And what we're hearing is there's going to be a physical battle on America. And I think about an aspect of physical battle and what the Lord has shown me that you know, what's going to happen. But when I heard about Demetrius Dudum, that word just keeps coming up, you know, where he said specifically, and we launched VFNKB's VFN TV, we specifically sat down and realized this was a march to the furnace. We knew that, you know, that we would be challenged and, you know, a lot of people were trying to take down our videos and all that kind of stuff. And all we're doing is loving on you, telling you good news.
Right.
And we're not trying to hate on anybody, but it's the truth, and that takes people. Anyway, so, but what he says, his book is Through the Fire. Dimitri Dudum wrote a book called Through the Fire. You got to get it. We have it on parts of it on the torch at vfnkb.com. You can read it. But very specifically was that, you know, America's going to burn. I mean, that's what he said. But fires are going to start off in America, California, Vegas, New York, and a couple other places that he named, Florida, you know, areas of Florida. And that you think, well, how could that happen? And then he said, Demetrius Dudeman was talking, he said specifically, you know, about what about, you know, how's this going to happen? He said, well, it's going to come from the south. Now, this is like in the 80s when he gave this word. Who would have thought that we'd be here to this day? Rick Joyner prophesied, he saw the people coming over the borders. I saw the people coming over the borders. And Demetrius Dudeman saw the people coming over the borders in the center of the United States, and they're coming. They're coming across the borders, and he said it would be Mexico, Nicaragua, it would be Cuba, and it would be Russia, you know, coming through our southern border. When we're all of our attention focuses now on the center. Why? Because all of a sudden we're breaking out in a physical battle on our own land. Mm. So when we're focused on that land battle that's going on, all of a sudden, this is what Demetrius Dudeman said. He said the spies of Russia, and reportedly there are many, many, many spies in America, especially came over the last administration. Kamal Saleem talked specifically about...
When I lived in New Jersey, those
on your street.
Russian spies that were kicked out.
Yes, and so MS-13, all these different folks are all over the place that they're wanting to... You know, the previous administration's goal was to flip the nation. You know, the Cloward and Piven flipping, overwhelm the system, crash the system, reboot back up what you want. Well, you can't. I mean... You're going against God, what he wants for a nation. And so all that's been sown now all over the place. And so you're going to see that come up. So Demetrius Dudeman said that when we're all busy with this physical battle in the center of the United States, that would be the border off of Mexico, right, where everybody's coming over. He said suddenly the spies of Russia would go to our nuclear warehouses because the spies have found out where our nuclear warehouses are, and they would start setting those off.
Wow.
But then you're looking at a Chernobyl. You know, then you look at nuclear waste, and you look at what happened in Japan with Hiroshima. What was it called? Not Hiroshima, but it is Hiroshima, but also recently with...
I don't remember that nuclear...
That they had two reactors or three reactors that the earthquake hit, they broke open and just literally poured over that town right there. But it makes me think also about what the Lord showed you.
Yeah, in this dream, I was watching a map of the United States, and apparently there was a huge natural disaster that literally destroyed the center of the United States. You know, when there's a hurricane or something like that that happens, the first 48 hours are important to rescue lives. This was so devastating that there wasn't a search and rescue. It was just cleanup. There's no way that people could have survived that devastation. We went to bed that night, and someone came to wake me up in the morning to say, "You wouldn't believe what happened. This is a dream." They said while we were all sleeping, the nation was sleeping, we were attacked by our enemies. And then instantly in this dream, I saw a map of the United States where there were planes that were coming, and they were all a single file line. They were traveling along the border of the nation, dropping bombs. And they came all the way down the southern coast, all the way up the west coast, across back eastward, and they left, but they were dropping bombs all over us. Then I went into a room with three people to strategize on how to get out.
But that's important, to strategize with the Holy Spirit. We got to come together. If you haven't went to civilchristianity.org, go there and sign up. We got to get, working together as a civil Christian. So anyway, so Demetrius Dudeman's having this dream. And so he asked God, it wasn't even a dream, it was an encounter with God. It was an angel talking with him. He said, "Well, what about Christians? Because God says that his promise is fulfilled, and he'll take care of you." Mm-hmm. But we got to listen to him. He says, "Those who hear the Spirit of the Lord, he tells us what to do." Well, he asked that question, and guess what? His son, his grandson, Michael Bodea, interpreted it. As a matter of fact, watch this right now. This is Michael Bodea prophesying the delivery of the answer to the question, what about the church in America? What's going to happen under this attack?
And he said, "I just had a real strong dream." And he said, "It was getting very dark. And as I looked around, there were many people around me. And somehow I knew that all these people were Christians. And as it began to get darker and darker, I saw an army coming. And all of the army was dressed in black except one. And that one exception was dressed in red. And it had a sign on his forehead. And he began to speak. He said, 'I am Lucifer, and I've come to make war against the children of God.' And all the people, became scared. And then Lucifer said, 'Who has the strength to think that they can stand against me? Go to the left. Those of you that don't even want to fight against me, go to your right.' And he said that about only 25% of the people went to the left, and all the others herded to the right. And then Satan gave the order, 'Attack all of those on the left, kill them.' And as the army advanced and they surrounded the little group, this is that a light began to shine from heaven, and it surrounded the group. And a voice said, 'Take out your swords and defend yourselves.' And one of the people in the group asked, 'But what swords?' And the voice said, 'The word of the Lord is your sword. Take it out and use it.' And then they began to quote scripture from the Bible, and this army stopped advancing. And all of a sudden they began to sing this song. And the army got so scared that they began to run away. And then Satan became very furious. And he said, 'Attack those on the right.' And one by one, those on the right, were all killed. They couldn't defend themselves. And then one of the people in the little group asked, 'How come those people couldn't be defended as we were?' And the voice said, 'Those people were lukewarm all their lives. They one foot in the world and one foot in the church. They never really had the word of God nor the power of God. And because of that, they could not be defended.' And he said, the sun began to shine and all the black clouds began to disperse. And there was only one cloud left with Lucifer and his army on it. And Lucifer began to shake his fist at the little group. And then it disappeared. And then he said as he looked around, he saw many people that he recognized, in the little group that he knew as Christian brothers. So that was the dream.
Mike Bickle, International House of Prayer, shifted all that international ministry. Why? Because he realized specifically that they were lukewarm. that the church predominantly in America and the world right now is so lukewarm. And based on what God is saying, he said, listen, I'd rather you be cold or hot. If you were lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. That's what he said. Mm. And so there is no safety in just being warm. You got to be hot or cold. You say, what about cold? Cold means once you hear the gospel, you're going to be hot. You just hadn't heard it yet. We have so much to share with you. We're going to make sure you join us on our next program because we're not going to stop. We're going to tell you some major things that is happening and what God did to confirm this very word to us. But I want to know right now, have you yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? That's where the safety is. The safety is in God. God gave his son to die for you so that he could pay the price for you because sin requires death. And he died. He died on the cross for you and me to pay the price for our sins. And they buried him in the tomb. And 3 days later, the same God that gave Jesus, raised him from the dead. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. And what you have to do is just say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, I want you to pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, that's right, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to be with you. I want to be all yours, Lord God. I want you, Jesus. I receive you now in my heart, in Jesus' name. I want to tell you, I'm excited for you. Just pray that prayer with me. We got a lot more at meetmyfather.org to find out more how to do. And we have some gifts for you as well. So write to us, call us. You made that decision. I want to pray with everybody right now. Father God, we ask you, dear Lord, that you would end abortion. You would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. We pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.